Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Registered nurse and Miss Shakina Day, molecular biologist, coming up real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, after quick announcements, hey, the number we want you to tweet out, fax out, email, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all above, ladies and gentlemen, the number right now to integrate and be a part of the network, 347-843-4559. Call in number. You need to tweet it out to everybody, 347-843-4559. This is one of the hottest programs and topics on the planet. Did you know a lot going on around the planet, and you need to know what you don't know? The number again, 347-843-4559. Some powerful, powerful areas. For those joining us for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, information, products, topics aired, broadcast, and talked about on this show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please check with your doctor or licensed physician, ladies and gentlemen. We're just excited about you being with us today, and know that we're also in prayer for you. We're praying for you. We thank God for each and every one of you, and we want to always give God all the praise and the glory for what he's doing today, ladies and gentlemen. So we are praying for you. We want you to know that God is in control, and we know that and believe that on the network. So before we get started, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for who he is. For truly, ladies and gentlemen, he is the great I am. So we always want to make sure we acknowledge God in all we do. Let's give him a round of applause as Jesus name. Hallelujah. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, now let's, if you would, put your hands together for the woman of God. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, as we turn on our mic right now for you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you once again for tuning in to another show, Certainly Did You Know. We are excited, certainly, about tonight's topic, and we want to preface that by always saying that any information, certainly, that we share is not intended to treat or any nature or tell you how to actually should I say, not pay attention to what your physician says, but it's to be informative and to give you information of some of the things that are going on out there that we think that we really just need to know about so that we can better take care of ourselves. But tonight, this is a topic that I think that we just simply need to be more aware of. We know that drug abuse is something that's happening around the world and across our planet and has been going on for a very long time. But this is an area I think that we need to really tap into, get a little bit more understanding of what's really happening, the impact of it, what does it really mean behind the scene, and how it's affecting certainly people really around the country. So tonight we have a special guest with us, Tanya Gifford. She is a PharmD. She's director of pharmacy. And she is going to share some information with us that I think will be quite informative regarding the opioid epidemic that's actually going on right now. So, Tanya, are you there?
Having me?
Okay, are you there, Tanya?
I'm here.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you so much for having me tonight. This topic of opioids has been going on for a while, and I just want to give a little background first about opioids. Those are drugs that contain like codeine, oxycodone, Percocet, fentanyl, your morphines. All of those are in the opioid. They come from the poppy plant. All of these drugs have been given to us by God to use in a proper manner. So when we have surgeries or we have injuries, they're there for us to use those. So some time ago, a few years back, I know Georgia, if not the all the United States, let me explain the scale, the way narcotics work. So the higher the narcotic number, the less addictive it is. So a class 5, we call those C5s, are things like Lamotil tablets and C3s and 4s. As you come down the scale, they become more addictive. So once you get to C2s, those are your morphine, your Percocet, Dilaudid, Demerol, drugs like that. And then when you move to C1, those are drugs that are not legal. They are not legal, and so pharmacies and hospitals carry what we call C1s. Those are, I call them kitchen drugs. They are made out on the street. And so heroin and right now marijuana and things like that are classified as one drug. So those are the dangerous ones, very dangerous ones. So what is happening now is we're trying to monitor prescriptions for C2 drugs and even physicians just writing pain medications very loosely. We want to make sure that it is really needed and it is monitored when someone is on a narcotic. So now, about 3 or 4 years ago, Lortab, for example, in the state of Georgia, went from a higher class to C2. Everything that has codeine in it now, you have to get, it is classified as a class 2 narcotic. Back in the day, you could get refills for Lortab, but now you cannot get any refills. So it shifted everything, anybody addicted to those particular drugs, it made it very difficult to get it on the street or get refills because you could not get any refills anymore. So people began, if they could not get that, they moved to the class 1s, the heroin or anything on the street. And now the heroin has fentanyl in it. It's not the fentanyl that we have in the hospitals. It's like 10 times, like, you know, something you would give an elephant as a tranquilizer. It's very, very, very dangerous. So now all of a sudden there, people are dying. It is just out of control. And I just read an article that Israel's having that problem too. It's not quite where the United States is. That there are not enough morgues, beds in the morgues for the bodies now. It's very, very sad. The coroners are having to turn away or asking them to hold and wait. They can't do autopsies because there's not enough tables for the bodies that are presented. Also, another thing that's happening is there's a very high rate HIV. It has increased. Hepatitis has increased because of the drug use on the street and dirty needles. So I just wanted to just kind of give you an overview of what's happening here. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Listen.
Okay. Denise, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Okay, so some of the solutions that they come up with, I wanted to talk about that, what they're trying to do, is one is the unidentified bodies in the morgue. There are lots of people that can't afford funerals or maybe didn't have family that passed away. They're trying to get those bodies moved, so that is taking up space also. They, in Atlanta area, they're trying to build more morgues for this epidemic. And then the third thing that's quite interesting, they've been doing it for about a year in Seattle, Washington, is they have what they call drug booths. And these booths are set up for addicts to go and have their fix. And they have people at these places that have Narcan if they kind of give themselves a little bit too much of the heroin or the fentanyl, and they can bring them back to the state of alertness. So that is another thing that is going on too. And I'm not sure, I know it's in Seattle, going on in Seattle in some places, and probably will come into the inland parts of the states also.
So Tanya, I wanted to jump in there on that for a minute because for those that are listening tonight, this is very serious when you really take a moment and think about it, that now our system is being set up to pacify these types of behaviors by setting up drug booths. Drug booths meaning, like you said before, that you can actually go in and I guess call a safe place to do drugs, and then if you do too much, of course, they can reverse that. This is certainly something serious, and realizing that we're certainly living in a very crucial, and certainly in the last days, that the system of things have become so accommodating to bad behaviors. At the close of the day, of course, is all designed to take as many people out as possible that will fall prey to that kind of system. But to say, and I've read the article myself out of Seattle, Washington, and if you pull it up, you can actually see it. It even shows the pictures of the booth where people can go in and do their drugs or whatever. Certainly this is very serious, and you know, one of the other articles that I read talked about in West Virginia, I think it is, that in the course of maybe one day there were 27 deaths, or within 4 hours, no, excuse me, 4 hours, there were 27 deaths as it relates to this particular drug usage. So, you know, it is something that we all need to be aware of and certainly need to be prayerful about and be conscious of the things that's going on out there in reference to pharmaceutical drugs. So, Tanya, back to you. I just wanted to kind of tag in on that because certainly that is a serious matter there that certainly we need to be praying about and certainly be aware of.
Absolutely. Another thing, too, is they're trying to increase physicians in this area to be able to do autopsies, and that's a pathologist. So they have made it more attractive for them to really increase their salary to be able to get kids to go into the field of pathology. That's on the surface. That's in the natural what's happening. In the spiritual world, I think that you have to look at the group of people that this is happening to. In the 80s, we had the crack epidemic. The crack epidemic was in the black community. And so nowadays, you don't see a lot of young black people doing crack. They're smoking weed. And so I'm popping pills, but you don't see the crack. That is the older generation that are crack addicts. So this epidemic is majority a lot of Caucasian, a lot of young college kids. Many people are young, 20, in their 20s, 30 years old, that are dying from this opioid epidemic. So you have to ask yourself, why? Why is it? Why is this affecting this group of people at this particular time? If you had to say, Janice, what do you think would be that answer?
You know, I think really at the close of the day, the scripture tells us that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So ultimately, and he also said, all souls are mine, the soul that sinneth shall surely die. You know, at the close of the day, the enemy is out to get any and everybody. And we know that there's a spirit in the earth that wants to pretty much take whoever out, or should I say, depopulize the earth in itself. So the reality is the tables are turning, I would put it that way. You know, certainly, you know, the African-American communities have had their challenges with drugs and all of those things and over the years and over time. But, you know, now we see that this particular epidemic is pretty much hitting, you know, our Caucasian brothers and sisters. And why? Is because the reality is, as I said before, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But, you know, the tables are turning. So the very same spirits that, you know, the African-Americans struggle with, you know, that same spirit is going to go after everybody at the close of the day. So the tables are turning. I think much attention is being given to it because of that, realizing that we have to do something because it's not just hitting the African-American community, but it's hitting the Caucasian community, and particularly those individuals of higher income brackets. So, yes, it is a spiritual matter, and I think because of that, we all need to really pay attention and realize it is certainly the end times, but know that the enemy's game plan is to take whoever out he can take out. So that's where I am with that. It, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, when an enemy looks at it, he don't care what race you are. He can be green, gray, black, whatever. You know, he wants to take as many people out as he can. But on the flip side of that, we must realize that those things that have affected our black brothers and sisters, now that table is turning, that same spirit is coming after any and everybody that will allow themselves to submit to it. So that's my take on that. I don't know if anybody that's listening tonight want to chime in and have any comments on as regards to that, but that's the way I feel. And I think I gave out the wrong number on my Facebook page and even on my text. I had to change it. It was 347. I think I said 357, but hopefully people caught that and were able to kind of chime in. But that's where I am with that, Tanya. So, you know, back to you, and you kind of talk a little bit more about that. I know you've seen some things just by being in the hospital setting of how the number of people that are experiencing this are from the Caucasian race and not necessarily the African-Americans.
Absolutely. Could it be possible, when we look at in the book of Genesis, when two brothers, one brother killed another brother. And Cain killed Abel, and he was asked, "Where's your brother?" And he answered, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And later on, he finds out, the story goes, we find out that Cain killed Abel. So, and then the Bible says that his blood cried out from the ground. We know in these United States that there have been tens of thousands of Africans killed on this land and coming over here on ships. I mean, thousands and thousands of people. I mean, before they could even get to the Caribbeans or the Americas or England, they were jumping off the ship. I mean, there's so many bodies in the ocean that they just gave up and jumped. Could it be possible that that blood is crying out?
Well, you know, I've always inquired of the Lord when I read that scripture, you know, because I know it has some level of spiritual essence. What does that mean, God? I've always asked him, his blood is crying out from the earth. And I haven't really gotten a clear answer from the Lord on that as to the revelation, particular word. But the reality is this. What goes around comes around, and I put it like that. You know, the tragedies and the things that have happened over the years, somewhere or another, God himself is going to redeem man back to himself, and all of the, should I say, frustration, the trials, the whatever else that God's people have gone through, he's got to redeem that. He's got to redeem that according to the word of the Lord. You know, there are so many mythical things that that you read about, you know, even on the in the news and people's, should I say, trying to analyze what that really, really means. You hear people saying, you know, that when we talk about the hurricanes, that, you know, all of the hurricanes, which is the truth, you know, they do, most hurricanes, or all of them, do start over at the coast of Africa, and then they come toward the United States, whether it be the Carolinas or close to Maryland area, down by Florida. So some people talk about, you know, those hurricanes taking the path of the slave ships. However, whether it be mythical, whether it be whatever, however we want to put it, at the close of the day, God is going to redeem us all from the things that we have had to deal with over time, whatever it may be. And if we commit ourselves to the Lord and turn from our evil ways, that means God has us covered. Somewhere or another, he has us covered. And he is going to prove himself at the close of the day. So for me, it's hard for me to say really what does that mean. You know, his blood was crying out from the earth. Only in the fact that what goes around comes around, and God's going to fix everything that we've had to go through. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 I just think that We've always talked about reparations. We have not received any reparations for our slavery that occurred to us in this country. We've heard the term, we wanted our 40 acres and a mule. I personally don't believe it's going to come financially. I really don't. It's been 400 years, and I believe the 400 years is about up, and I think that things are just turning. I really do. But as you say, I know that he's going to bless us all, and he's going to redeem man. And but I really think that the reparations are coming in a different way than financial, or back in the day, you know, an ox and land and whatnot for us. I just do. No one said that.
Yes, go ahead.
No one said that it had to come financially.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what we do know is that God's word is true. I mean, God's word is absolutely true. And what's said, the last shall be first, that's the word of the Lord, and the first shall be last.
Absolutely.
That is it. That is it. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Enemy may come in like a flood. He going to raise up a standard against him. You know, these are all scriptures that we must affirm that God said he's going to do, and it's got to happen, thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? In earth as it is in heaven. So if his kingdom is coming into the earth, that means something's got to shift, something's got to change if we're preparing for the kingdom of our King, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Some things have got to shift. Some things have got to prepare for his coming, and the tables have got to turn. If this is going to be where the Lord Jesus himself is going to set up his kingdom, God knows it can't be like it is now. He's got to clean up some stuff. He's got to clean up some stuff that's a whole lot of lies, a whole lot of things that have been twisted and turned, and a whole lot of collusion and confusion that has been released in the earth and got people all betwixt in their minds and their spirit. They're clueless. God, he has to do something. If thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Some things have got to change. And I think God has a systematic way of allowing the system to set up its own self to receive the setup of God's kingdom. You know, God is going to allow man to create his own vein of damnation that allows the coming in of the kingdom of God, because his word is sure. It has got happen. I tell people all the time, we can pray all night long. We can pray all day long. If God said it in his word, it's going to be, it's going to be. Well, we need
that
to pray for
him. That is
we
very true.
We need to stand.
But I just
mm-hmm.
have one other question.
Sure.
We know that drugs are spirits, and we know that alcohol is a spirit too. So once you put this spirit in your body and it stays there a while, then your own spirit takes a seat and steps back. It takes over the body.
Absolutely.
What about the people? What about the people that did not die, that are still using? Those people have to work. They're in the work environment. They're not everyday stores and, you know, they're on the job. What do we do in the meantime? What can we do to keep ourselves safe, because they're no longer themselves. This spirit, this drug is driving these people. So our everyday life and our just everyday going about our everyday business, what do we do in the meantime? That is my question. I know we pray.
Right. My answer to that is, when we've done all the stand, keep standing. And what do I mean by that? Keep standing on that which is righteous and the right thing to do. Now, think about that, and I'm going to take this to a whole other vein. Years and years and years ago, it would just be absolutely ludicrous for me to even consider or talk about, guns in the schoolhouse, or even talk about a discussion of transgender bathrooms, those type of things. Or the fact that it was so common for a man said he was getting ready to marry a man and a woman's getting ready to marry a woman. What? Really? Are you kidding? I mean, back in the 1970s when I graduated from high school, we may have been doing whatever we wanted to do behind the scenes, but it was not a commonality. So now we see in this world system, this has become almost a symbolism of commonality. It's getting, you know, to a place where it wants to be a common thing. So what do we got to do? We got to teach our children. We have to speak that which is truth and stand. We've done all that we can do is to stand, because we can only be accountable for ourselves. Because if we do not educate, inform, and speak the truth, then children that are now 5 years old, when they get about 25, and they didn't hear nothing about this when I grew up in the 1950s, 60s, 80s, or whatever, then it's going to be like, oh, that's no big deal for a woman to be with a woman or a man to be with a man, unless we inform now and, should I say, always take a stand. So I said that to say this about the drug thing. Look to where the system is going. It's subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It is a spirit. So what's the suppleness of this drug spirit? It is drug boost. Really? Really? Drug boost to make it convenient for you to check in like a hotel
and to make it medically safe. That's what.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Check on HIV and hepatitis so that you can get clean needles.
Lord Jesus. So look where the system is going. Just look where it makes. It's like going to Germany with the prostitute house. And you drive by the hotel and you see the red light on, that means somebody's available, which is legal in Germany. So
wow.
What I'm saying is, in the, yes, it is. You know, it is the spirits that are being released in the earth. We have to be so, that's why I am passionate about this show, because I think some things that people don't necessarily want to touch in the church world or an environment or by where the pulpit or however it may be, we need to talk about it. Because why? Our lives are subtly impacted. Our families, mm-hmm. our children are subtly impacted. And guess what? Our workplaces are subtly impacted. Oh, yes, they
mm-hmm.
are. Because I
they
thought,
are.
You know, it's, yes, you shared it with me a little bit earlier. You say, well, if this is the trend that's going to where we got drug booths, and trust me, those of you that are listening, you can look it up. It's in Seattle. Drug booths. Then where is that going to end up at? Is it going to become so common that we got a drug booth at work? You know, come on in. You know, sign the paperwork. You know, if you got, because it's become such a common thing, just like it was unheard of years ago for somebody to talk about a woman marrying a woman, a man marrying a man. Well, you know.
There will be one. Let me say this, Janice, you watch my word now. There will
yes.
be policies made in the workplace for those booths. Watch and see.
Well, I don't doubt that, considering where we're going and the world is going. That's why people, there are three behaviors, and I said it before, and I say that again on this show. We have got to get to the place of research, we read, and we pay attention. People are so caught up in their own worlds or their personal lives, even their trouble, or even just going to church, however you want to put it. Everybody's caught up into their own thing. We have got to research, we've got to read, and we've got to, most of all, pay attention. Pay attention is linked to discernment. And discernment has to come by way of the Holy Spirit. So if we're not connected to God in a through a relationship with Him, yeah, a lot of things going to fly right on over our head. You know, people going to be standing in the line waiting to get the mark. People going to be standing in the line, you know, waiting to get their drug hit, and they will think it's okay. So what is it saying? Pay attention. The system is subtly leading to the place where it's okay. This is okay to be like this. But guess what it's doing? It's a revenue cycle. I don't care how you look at it. Behind the scenes, there's a link to the spirit of greed and money. It's a revenue cycle. It's going to circle out. It's going to come out of it. And at the close of the day, what it's doing? Taking people's lives. So we have to pay attention. This is exciting. This is absolutely important information. And Tanya, you have anything else to add there? I'm going to let Kevin chime in there and see if anybody else wants to say anything, if there be anybody else on the line. But I'm sure this is recorded so people can listen back and get this information, because it's almost like, to me, it's like, are you kidding? I mean, how many of us would even think that there is a drug booth somewhere that condones the comfortability of shooting yourself up, and we're going to be here to make sure you're not taken out? Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, back to you, Tanya.
Well, I forgot to tell you about the librarians. You know, they are giving the librarians in different cities the Narcan to be able to bring the people back around, because they are, that is a place that a lot of homeless people go to, and I'm sure more people will probably get this Narcan. Now, Narcan at one time was not over the counter. You know, so, but they had to change that because so many people are dying, you know. It's amazing. That's a legend drug also, Narcan, but that is the miracle drug that bring them around. I read somewhere that it's almost like they're a mummy and they sit back up after they passed out. When they get this Narcan, it just instantly brings them back, you know. But other than that, I really think that it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And, you know, it's unfortunate. We are doing some, we do have committees in our hospitals, opioid committees, where we are trying to get the doctors to prescribe IV Tylenol. We have, you know, creams and ointments, like I said before. And so we stay away from opioids at all, costs.
Well, I tell you, this is good information. Absolutely,
yes,
Kevin. So back
yes,
to you.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw and Tanya. How you doing, Tanya? What incredible.
I'm good. How are you, Kevin?
Incredible. I'm excited, and we just thank God. And ladies and gentlemen, it's so important, as Dr. Janice and Tanya were talking about, you have to stay in the things of God. This is not a drill. This is not a joke. The enemy is trying to take you out, and we want to make sure everybody understands whatever you got to do. I saw a little image that says, if you got to crawl to Jesus, whatever you got to do, you better get to him today, whatever you got to do, because this is not a joke. But I want to also open up the lines for everybody. If you would, if you're on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, you can press 1 and star. That'll let me know that you want to come on and have a comment, question, or request for Tanya or Dr. Crenshaw. So we'll give you a few seconds if you'd like to speak to Dr. Crenshaw or Tanya about the program tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, just press 1 and the star sign, and it'll give me an indication that you want to come on. We want to respect everybody's time and the ability to come on. Also, too, we'll mention only your last 4 digits of your phone number as well for your privacy, because this is a worldwide network as well. So press 1 or star on your phone, and we'll let you in if you like, and we'd love to have you. Back to you, Tanya, Dr. Crenshaw, for a minute. We'll let you know if someone comes on. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, for those of you that are listening tonight, hopefully this information has been helpful to you. Now, many of you may say, well, I'm not a drug addict and, oh, whatever. But guess what? You may have a family member that is getting pain medication off the street because maybe they have migraine, or maybe they are, somewhat addicted. You don't know. So is this information may not be something that you personally feel like would be beneficial per se to you, but certainly that could be a loved one. And not only that, information is powerful. We just simply need to know the things that are going on out there so that, first of all, we can know how to protect ourselves, our families, and pray and continue to stand so that we don't get caught in the web or the spiritual vein of the things that's happening out there. Because we're living in a world that's leading us to a place of comfortability with everything that's not like God. So I encourage everybody to, when you've done all you can do, just continue to stand. So, Kevin, that's all I have tonight. If no one else has any questions.
Yeah, we do have one caller. Yeah, we do have one caller, Dr. Crenshaw and Tanya. We're going to open up the line for that individual. And the last 4 digits is 5866, 5866. You're live on the air with Dr. Crenshaw and Tanya. God bless you.
Hi, Dr. Crenshaw. Hi, Tanya. This is Yolanda. Thank you for the information on the call tonight. And I was just wondering, are there any websites we can go to maybe to look at this further, or maybe to share with family members or loved ones when discussing this topic with them?
Tony, you want to respond to that? I know you sent me several articles, and certainly we can, if you have a copy of that. Tanya, can you respond to that?
Yes. If the young lady that was speaking, you can go to CNN.com and just type in opioid epidemic, USNews.com, type in opioid epidemic, LATimes.com, and the same thing, type in opioid epidemic. Every major news outlet on the news has this information. Also, if you like looking at YouTube videos, you can pull up YouTube and type in the opioid epidemic, and all kind of videos can play for you for those, you know, that like to watch YouTube videos. So that's plenty of information out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Yeah, one of the key things, too, is, as Yolanda mentioned, is to share it with the family, ladies and gentlemen. You must share this information, whether they receive it or not. You must get this information out to them. Get them to be a part of the programming as well, to call in. If they want to know more information, they can contact me about the show as well, 404-401-0233, Elder Kevin Bond, 404-401-0233, and we'll be glad to connect you with Dr. Crenshaw and Tanya as needed there and get information to you as well. Very important that we share this timely information, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it is not a drill. The enemy's not playing. And we're not playing either, in the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Crenshaw and Tanya, for close out.
I just wanted to share this one other thing. This just really just came to me. And this is just a precaution, because a lot of people do this. A lot of times we have loved ones and whoever it may be, and they may have some pain medicine. You decide that you're going to take one of their pills. Well, I want to encourage you tonight to consider not doing them, because we don't know what we're getting, and you know, needs be, you may not even know where they got it from. The reality is,
and then another thing too, Janice, I may comment, is a drug may affect one person one way, and then someone else take it and may affect them another way. So you can't say, well, it did this to Shirley and it'll be the same to me. That isn't so. You know, just depending on the person. And you don't know why it was prescribed to Shirley. So don't take anyone's medication. Please, please don't.
Amen.
So those are our final words. Is you've done all to do. Just stand, pay attention, research, read, and pay attention. I'll say that again. Research, read, and certainly pay attention. Thank you so much, Elder Kevin. Back to you.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Tanya and Dr. Crenshaw, and all those listening all across the globe, and those who are listening a little later on. We thank you for joining us on Did You Know? And ladies and gentlemen, today you got to know, okay? You got to know. You got to go above and beyond. As Dr. Crenshaw teaches, you got to go above and beyond, ladies and gentlemen, and do what needs to be done to save yourself, save your household, and to save our community, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, you please understand this is not a drill. The information shared tonight is to encourage you, to keep you informed, give you wisdom, as you know, above all things, as you know. And the Bible talks about that we perish for a lack of knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, paraphrasing the word, but we perish for a lack of knowledge. So you want to get knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. What this show is designed to give you knowledge and information so you can move forward. You want to take this very, very seriously. I am. You must do this as a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. It's not physical. It's spiritual. And as mentioned earlier, it's going to get worse because people are weighing against God. They're fighting against God. They're going away from God. And this is all in the scripture. So we don't have to be fearful or afraid of it, but we just have to be mindful of the things that will happen that the world is trying to do. You understand that the devil hates God. You know, anybody who says he's going to be greater than God, how can you be greater than God? He's the one that created the devil. He created him. So how can you? You know, that's kind of stupid, you know, in my opinion. So, you know, anybody who's battling against God will never win. So that's why the children of God are always excited, because we do win in the things of God. You got to understand, God is God. He created everything. So anything below him, there's no way that it could, you know, take him over. There's just no way. So we just pray for the folks and keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it moving. Hey, this has been Did You Know, ladies and gentlemen, with Tanya Gifford tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best pharmacists on the planet, and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, one of the best registered nurses, ladies and gentlemen, that knows what's going on. And with the wisdom of God, she's helping you to grow and stay excited. Hey, we thank you so much for joining us. This is Did You Know, the Global Internet Radio Program. And guess what? We want you to know. And as Tanya mentioned earlier, there's a lot of information on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, you can Google any subject and pull it up. Just do your research. Have a pen and paper handy. Do your research. Know what's good news and what's bad news. But also, you can go to a lot of medical journals. They'll give you that same information. WebMD is another good journal there. You can go to the Journal of Medicine in England. There's so many resources that you can go to clarify and to verify some of the information. But it's news. It's affecting our communities. It's affecting our families, our babies, our marriages, just everything, schools. It's touching every part of our community. And we pray against every part of that. And we also rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name, because we got innocent people being affected as well. So we pray against that in the name of Jesus. But we got to be involved, but we got to know, okay? Hey, this is Did You Know? With Dr. Crenshaw tonight and our wonderful guest tonight, Sister Tanya Gifford. Thank you so much for being with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, we got to go. We didn't want to keep you too long tonight. We try to get right to it. And we want you to have a great evening. Have a great rest of the week coming up too as well. Remember, always remember to always, always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other before, because Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you now. This has been Did You Know? With Dr. Crenshaw. Bye-bye.